harnessed into the bucket of his truck. WPS journeyman lineman Todd Siebert takes a string of lights off a pole and hooks them into a tree along the shores of Boom Lake at Hodak Park. This is his fifth year helping set up the Lights of the Northwoods display.
We look forward to it every year as a work group, coming down and helping the community out, hang the lights, the community, all the kids in the area, and people in Rhinelander seem to like it, so it's a little break from our normal work to come down and help out.
He was one of the seven linemen taking the time out of their workday to help set up the display. It's help that's much appreciated by Mike Romportal. He's a member of the Lights of the Northwoods and has been volunteering with the group since it first started in 2017.
One of the biggest helps that we had that first year was Wisconsin Public Service came to our aid because we didn't know how we were going to get the lights up in the trees. And having the lights up in the trees was an extremely impressive display to have here when you turn the corner up here on Rosen.
Back in 2017, people in the Rhinelander community started talking about the city having a major light display. They reached out to the Rhinelander Lions Club, of which Romportal is also a member of, for help getting it started.
The first year that we had this, we were floored by the response that we had that. People were lined up from the intersection because we were only doing it on the weekends, three weekends I believe we had it, and they were lined up in their cars all the way down to Triggs parking lot from Hodak Park that first year. And we never guessed that it would bring out that kind of a response.
Now its own organization, the Lights of the Northwoods, has grown every year, though it still runs entirely on donations and volunteers. Instead of three weekends, the display is open to cars and pedestrians every day from December 1st through January 1st. The number of lights and different displays grows each year with more than a million bulbs glowing across Hodak Park. There are three weekends of activities, including bonfires, concessions, and visits from Santa. And the lights go out with a bang on New Year's Day with a fireworks display that started in 2021.
It's only supposed to be for 1 year, but the overwhelming response we got to that they wanted it back, we've been having fireworks every year.
Between the Lights of the Northwoods at Hodak Park and the displays at Pioneer Park and downtown, Romportal says people that come to the area can make a weekend of it.
Rhinelander is truly a destination site for the lights.
The Lights of the Northwoods are free to visit, though they do encourage donations, and not just for the light display. Money is raised for local nonprofits, and thousands of pounds of food is collected for the Rhinelander Area Food Pantry.
So we get buy-in from the community, which, you know, they take possession of that then is something that the community can be really proud of.
It certainly makes Siebert proud, knowing how much the Lights of the Northwoods means to his community.
It's a good feeling, obviously, and like I said, a break from your normal work and be able to help the community in whatever way we can. We look forward to doing that kind of stuff. So yeah, all the guys, I think, enjoy coming down here and giving a hand. And I mean, getting to work with all these volunteers that come out every year to help is awesome. I mean, a lot of people in the community take part in this, and that's what it's about.
The Lights of the Northwoods is open from 5 to 9 nightly, starting December 1st. For WXPR's We Live Up Here, I'm Katie Thorson in Rhinelander.